What's up, delinquents? Welcome to Thursday, April 25th, 2024. And again, maybe you're listening to this today, and maybe you're listening to this in the year 5784. And you're not Jewish. You know what I mean? Because that's what year it is for Jews this year. But, I mean, if somebody's listening to my podcast in... Hold on, math... Oh, geez. 6,700 years? I would be, you know, I'd be, you know, flattered. I'd be flattered. But, how's everyone going? Going? Man, I'm going to have Alzheimer's or dementia or something. My words get mixed up in my head. How is everyone doing? How is everyone doing? I talk too fast. Maybe I need to slow it down. But if I slowed it down, I would be overly, overly monotone. And I think that people would fall asleep to the greatness of my voice. So I got to talk a little bit faster. I got to raise my pitch a bitch. Raise my pitch a bitch? Dude. I swear, I'm not doing this on purpose. I can't speak. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, where's the peck of pickled peppers that Peter Piper picked? The peck of pickled peppers that Peter Piper picked is in the place that Peter Piper put them when he picked the peck of pickled peppers. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? A woodchuck would chuck as much wood as a woodchuck could chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood. I have to raise pitch a bitch. Pitch a bitch. Wow. How many... diddles did Diddy diddle if Diddy could diddle diddles? Diddy would diddle as many diddles as Diddy could diddle if Diddy could diddle diddles. That's a new tongue twister for the pedos in the room. And if you are, get the fuck out of here because I don't want you here. Get out of here! Get out of here, you! Yeah! Just in case you guys were curious if the anti-Semitism ended overnight, it did not. The anti-Semitism did not end overnight. Now there's going to be a pro-Israel march today to counter-protest the ones in Colombia. So that's going to be fun. I hope there's a fucking clash. I hope there is. And if... so be it. Sorry, I choked you to death with your keffiyeh. You fucks. My God, these people are out of fucking control. You're using the First Amendment, okay? You're using the First Amendment to preach genocide while calling against the genocide that is not happening. Okay? And then you want America sucks. So you don't even want the First Amendment. You want to get rid of the Bill of Rights, but you're hiding behind the First Amendment and calling hate speech free speech. Okay. Meanwhile, the President of the United States, the former President of the United States, can't speak because he has a gag order. This is America now, my friends. This is what Biden's bitch ass has done. Biden did this. This was a long time coming. This has been building and building and building. And this money, I don't know where this money is coming from. But what do you think? Who do you think China wants to be president next year? Russia? Who do you think? Venezuela? If you had to guess. Iran? They all want them. They all want Biden to be back in office. You know why? So they can do whatever the fuck they want. Because this wouldn't happen if Trump was in office. And it won't happen if Trump is in office. Again. You weaponized the Department of Justice. You're a fucking horrible human being. 91 indictments the year of an election when you could have done it 2 years ago. But no, you did. They're doing this on purpose. Both of these men are going to be in New York today. Trump woke up early, went to downtown freaking New York, and started shaking hands with construction workers. Good for him. Awesome. Biden's also going to be in Syracuse today, New York. And I guarantee you he doesn't talk to the press. Donald Trump talks to the press more before he goes in for his trial, which is a fucking sham, than Biden does all week. And he does it every day. Trump wants to make a play for New York, and I think he could do it. I think he could do it. I don't care what the unions say or that New York is a blue state. If the union backs a candidate, okay? The union. If any union backs a candidate, you just be careful about that and ask yourself why. The construction workers union, they're backing Joe Biden. So that means the president of the union is backing Joe Biden. What do you think the thousands upon thousands of construction workers that work under that union, do you think they're backing Biden? No. Okay? So when you hear, oh, Joe Biden got the endorsement of so-and-so union, that doesn't mean everybody in the union is voting for that person. You don't have to vote for that guy. You get it? One versus the many. We are the many. Oh, man. Okay. Backwards. Ass backwards. This is 1930s Germany, the shit that is happening right now. Everyone's like turning the other cheek, don't want to be part of it. Not my freaking circus, not my monkeys, sort of thing. Not my monkeys, not my circus. However you say that. It's getting worse. Like, it's growing. This anti-Semitic shit is growing. And it is anti-Semitism. They can say, oh, it's not anti-Semitism, it's anti-Zionism. Whatever. Like I've said millions of times before, Israel is in the Quran. The book of Exodus, the story of Moses, is in the Quran. It's Israel. Judea and Samaria. Judea belongs to the Jews. End of story. They're surrounded by Muslim nations. And even those other Muslim nations are like, I don't want anything to fucking do with the Palestinians right now. Because they're corrupted. They elected Hamas. Do you support Palestine? No. Why? Because they voted for fucking terrorist fuckheads. That's why. They were given multiple two-state solutions. And they were denied it. Why? Because your leadership is the Palestinian Authority or Hamas, which is just a proxy of Iran, who we don't like. But Biden likes them. Biden loves Iran. Loves them. Nuclear deal, billions of dollars. Go ahead and attack Israel, just don't make it too bad. He doesn't care about the Jews. He never has. Never has. He gives zero fucks. And neither did Obama. They're not fans. Not at all. And it's blatantly obvious right now. These freaking people, man. It's insane to me. It's insane to me. I never thought this kind of hatred would exist. Where's the woke people at? Hey, where are the woke people at? The one where everyone's equal and everyone deserves freedom and blah, blah, blah. So, not everybody but the Jews? Is that how that works? Everybody but the Jews? A fucking Jewish student got stabbed in the eye with a Palestinian flag. And that's okay? Parents are grabbing their children for good reason and getting them the fuck out of there. I saw a faculty circle around students that were protesting. And this isn't peaceful protesting. They're spewing hate speech. They're saying, Al-Qassam, kill another soldier. Hamas, we stand with you. What? This is in America, okay? They're burning American flags in America. No. Absolutely not okay. It's happening in Texas. It's happening in California, New York, Illinois. It's all over these campuses. Ignorant high schoolers are walking out because they want to end the genocide in Gaza. There is no genocide in Gaza. Do you know how war works, bitch? None of you guys know how war works. Let me tell you how war works. You take something that does not belong to you. Okay? You're killing millions of people. If you want to keep that, if you want to keep that, you're going to have to face the people that want it back. Or their allies. That's what you're going to have to do. Or you're just blatantly attacking people out of nowhere. October 7th. Which these ignorant youths cheer, by the way. Right? See, America was founded by us taking land from the indigenous Americans. Fine. I know. It's bad. It's frowned upon. But that's how it works. You got something. We want it. We're going to fight. If you lose, it belongs to me now. You're welcome to try again. Just like England did in 1812. But we're America, and we'll fucking floor you. Ta-da! That's it. If the whole world united against America and tried to take us out, it would not be easy for them. That's how badass we fucking are. Okay? War is war. War, people fucking die all the time. Look at the casualties from the Afghan-Iraq wars, and then it's not even close to what happened in World War II in just 4 years. Men were men then. Women did the right thing. They fucking Rosie the Riveter, you know? We can do it. Fuck yeah, you can. We were America first. After September 11th, America. Fucking woo! After October 7th, fuck America. Fuck Israel. Nah, Zionist pigs. This is retaliation. No, it isn't. Killing children and unarmed grandparents and putting babies in ovens. Don't say that shit didn't happen. It's videotaped. It's documented. It's fucking horrible. These people are the fucking enemy, and you're cheering them on? That's the team you want to back? Okay. Don't be surprised when you're fucking put in handcuffs for hate speech. Or you're put in jail for terrorism. Domestic terrorism. Because you shouldn't fucking be here. You want to go free Gaza? Go fight for fucking Gaza then. Okay? Here's an AK-47. Newsflash. They're fucking inaccurate as shit. You ain't got to hit the broadside of a barn with an AK-47. Unless, I mean, you can train your body to fucking figure it out. But really, it's just a Kalashnikov and it's a banana clip and good luck. 5.56 round versus a 7.62 round. And that 7.62 round, who's fucking loading these? It's bulky, man. It's bulky. You're going to lose. Your voices are allowed to protest. If you're against what's going on in Israel and you think Israel's the bad guy, fine. Say that, fine. But when you're saying that you're backing the terrorists that planned October 7th, or you think Hamas is good, or you're saying, here's your next target on a giant piece of cardboard with an arrow to a pro-Jewish or a pro-Israel rally, that's a problem. That's a problem to anybody with a sane mind. Your mind is corrupted. You have been integrated into some fucking system of bullshittery. The Democratic Party has corrupted you. They don't even know who they're voting for, really. These people are eating themselves up. Just like, you know, R.I.P. Joe Biden's uncle that was eaten by cannibals in New Guinea. This is the guy? This is the guy you guys choose? 81 million votes? America, this is what happens. This is what happens when you vote for a guy because you don't like the other guy's haircut and he has a bad personality. Yeah. Shut up. Shut up. We're going to take America back. You're not going to be able to cheat twice. However, it appears that Joe Biden might be, you know, thinking about initiating a countrywide climate crisis, which is going to give him more power. A worldwide climate crisis that's going to give Joe Biden more power than he had during COVID. You thought COVID was bad? Holy shit. Imagine you're not allowed to drive that. You're not allowed to drive that past this date. You're not allowed to drive it during these hours. You can't have that stove. You can't eat those things. Combustible gas tank? Yeah, we're going to tax that. How many gallons of gas does your tank hold? Yeah, every gallon that your gas tank holds, we're going to tax that. The tax breaks, by the way, that are being lifted at the end of this year, Trump's tax breaks, yeah, you think Joe Biden's going to reinitiate those? Or do you think with the inflation that we already have, the taxes are also going to go up? What do you think? What do you think? I'll tell you what. Go ahead and vote for Biden if you want to. But it makes no sense. Democrats like that don't exist anymore. If you think you're the Democrats of, you know, freaking Bill Clinton, right? Or Jimmy Carter. Or FDR. You don't exist anymore. You don't exist anymore. And I'm sorry. But you gotta do better. And Jews, if you're Jewish and you're voting for Biden, shame on you. Shame on you. Look what's happening. This is Biden's fault. This is Biden's fault. This is Biden's DOJ. This is Biden's freaking... The presidents on these freaking campuses are ridiculously far left. And it needs to stop now. Now. All right, delinquents. I love you. I'll see you next time. Oh, it's the NFL draft tonight. Go Bears. We'll see what happens. I'll see you tomorrow.
Love you. Bye.